Tribes in Alaska are celebrating a decision that allows them to apply to have lands placed into trust status with the federal government. The Department of Interior published final regulations settling a long-running dispute between tribes, Interior, and the state over an interpretation of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, or ANCSA. Trust status for tribal land protects it from taxation and the taking or sale of land and gives tribes greater jurisdiction. Reservations are trust lands, and they're common throughout the lower 48. However, ANCSA transferred title to land to for-profit regional and village corporations, not to tribes. Then a Department of Interior associate solicitor issued an opinion in 1978, interpreting ANCSA to mean tribes should not be allowed to put lands into trust. Native American Rights Fund attorney Heather Kendall Miller sued on behalf of four tribes and one Alaska Native individual in 2006.
So this is a huge, a wonderful day to see Alaska tribes be able to fully exercise the right to have their petitions considered.
The District Court for D.C. rejected the state of Alaska's position that ANCSA required different treatment of tribes in Alaska. The state is appealing that decision. Kendall Miller says one of the plaintiffs is the Chilkoot Indian Association, which had 160 acres of land donated to it by a church. Kendall Miller says the state could decide to drop the appeal now that Interior has adopted the court's position that sided with tribes on all counts. Kendall Miller says numerous tribes beyond the plaintiffs have been preparing applications for requesting trust status. She says this land status could be considered Indian country. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau started moving into its new home in the yet-to-be-opened Walter Sobeloff Center this week. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
Chief Operating Officer Lee Kadinger hopes Sea Alaska Heritage Institute will be relocated by the end of January. The grand opening of the Walter Sobeloff Center is May 15th.
Next door will be our new home.
Kadinger says from his current office at 1 Sea Alaska Plaza.
So every time you hear we're having a Native lecture series, it'll be at Sea Alaska Heritage. Every time you hear that we're having weaving classes, it'll be at Sea Alaska Heritage. Everything that we do isn't going to be scattered around in different places or classrooms or meeting rooms. It'll be at Sea Alaska Heritage.
The building will have space for art exhibits, demonstrations, and education. The main collections vault will be in the basement, the retail shop on the first floor, Sea Alaska Heritage offices on the second, and office rental space on the third. In the very center of the building, visible as soon as you enter, is a traditional clan house.
If we want to have lectures in there, if we want to have presentations in there, if we want to have smaller performances in there, it's really a flexible space, it's a multi-use space, and it's an educational space.
The clan house front will be carved and painted by Tsimshian artist David A. Boxley. The inside will feature a carved glass house screen and two house posts depicting eagle and raven warriors, made by Tlingit glass artist Preston Singletary. Other permanent artwork includes 40-foot panels by Haida artist Robert Davidson that will go on the building's cedar-clad exterior. Formline design expert Steve Brown created the glass sidewalk awnings that are already installed. Having raised around $20 million for the construction of the Walter Sobeloff Center, Sea Alaska Heritage continues to fundraise for added artwork and exhibits. Kadinger says more than 1,000 individuals, businesses, and organizations have already donated. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
Alaska's minimum wage will go up by a dollar an hour to $8.75 an hour starting February 22nd. Voters in November approved a ballot measure that called for an increase on January 1st. That would have held true had the ballot measure appeared on the August primary ballot, as originally expected. But when the last legislative session ran long, it pushed to the November ballot the initiatives that had been scheduled for the primary. The Constitution calls for ballot measures to take effect 90 days after the election results are certified, so the effective date in this case will be in February. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.